The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Good morning, dear.
Oh.
Wake up. Look outside, dear. Look.
Oh.
Imagine no snow at all when we went to bed, and now look at it all. Isn't it lovely?
Oh, yeah, just lovely. I got to get out there and shovel the driveway before I get the car.
Come on, now, get up. Ooh. I made a surprise for you for breakfast. Those rolled egg pancakes you like with brown sugar inside.
Oh, hey.
You said you were tired of the same old things for breakfast, so I made a New Year's resolution to be a better wife and fix you some special things once in a while. You look after us, dear.
Oh, thanks. Now, look, darling, have I ever complained that you weren't a good wife?
Well, no, dear.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Give me a kiss. That's very nice. Here, let's try that again.
Darling, the pancake
will
be cold.
Look, heck with a pancake.
Yeah, I fixed the pancake specially.
Oh, okay. Boy, you complain I'm not romantic, and then when I am.
Well.
All right, look, Johnny, I'll shave and dress. I'll be down in exactly 7 minutes. Now, where's the toothpaste?
Well, hurry, because Betsy isn't awake yet, and I thought we could discuss a few things. There's the toothpaste. Such as some New Year's resolution.
Yeah, you know what happens to New Year's resolution.
Well, now that Betsy is 6.5 years old and understands so much, we should be much more careful not to quarrel in front of her.
Quarrel? Who quarrels? Big face. You get along better than any other couple I know. Look at the Buckleys. Look at Watson.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're terrible. Yeah. I know we're not like that. Let's just say that some of our disagreements or discussions ought not to be in front of Betsy, you know, so she doesn't get a feeling of insecurity, you know.
Yep. I guess you're right.
In front of her, we should always be, you know, sweet and loving.
Yeah. Well, honey, I'm never really mad at you. You know that, even when we disagree. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. But I thought if there were some things about each other that annoy the other person, we ought to discuss them intelligently when we're alone. And the other person should accept it in the spirit it's given.
Yeah, I guess so. I need some more shaving cream.
For example, there are probably dozens of little things I do, you know, that annoy you.
Oh, I don't know about that, darling. You're just about perfect as far as... Where's my razor?
Oh, and you are too, dear. But I have made sort of a list.
Where the heck is... What do you mean, a list?
Here's your razor, dear, right here.
What do you mean, list?
Resolution for us, dear. Now, we'll discuss it at breakfast. Now, hurry down, sweetheart. And I'm going to try and always be on time when we go places.
Well, that's good resolution, darling. By the way, these pancakes are marvelous. Go on.
Well, I won't interrupt your stories when you tell them in front of people.
Fine, thank you, darling.
Even when you have the facts wrong.
Fine. What do you mean?
And in the future, I resolve not to get annoyed with you when you screw the newspapers all over the floor, or when you use my comb and get hair oil on it, or when you leave the bath towel in a wet lump on the floor, or when you finally decide after weeks to repair something just when I get dinner on the table, or when...
Oh, wait a minute, your list of resolutions sounds more like a list of grievances about me.
Oh, dear, not really. It's your home. You earn the living, and you should be comfortable, you know.
Boy, I certainly sound like a delightful person to live with.
Well, you are. I only mention these things because if there's anything I do that annoys you, well, I'll try to change it.
Oh, well, you know... I can't think of anything.
I know there are things I do, you know.
No. Well, Don, look, come to think of it, there is. I just... No, never mind. It's not important.
Well, what is it?
No, Don, look, you're just getting mad.
Oh, why should I get mad? That's why we're doing this, you know.
Well, there. Now, look, it's nothing, darling, really, but you do have this little habit of saying, you know. You tack it on at the end of every sentence.
Oh. What do you mean?
Well, I think we ought to do this, you know, and that's what I told her, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh. Well, thank you. I didn't even know that I did it. I guess we do get into careless speech patterns. Like you say, yep, an awful lot, and you know what I mean? You say that all the time, dear. You don't mind my telling you?
Well, no, not at all, darling. I'm glad that I do.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll have to watch it. You know what I mean?
Is there anything else I do that annoys you?
Well, now, look, darling, I know it is silly, but I wish you wouldn't finish my crossword puzzle.
I didn't finish. Oh, there's Bettina. Come on down, dear. We'll talk about this more tonight.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you are right, darling. We really should be very careful in front of Betsy, not to have even the slightest disagreement or raise our voices.
Yes,
yes. Honey, anything like that can upset a child's emotional security.
It's
true.
I mean... Well, good morning, Betsy girl. You're still sleepy, sweetie.
You come here. Come on, here. How's Daddy's girl?
Huh? Fine, Daddy.
Mommy made pancakes today.
I don't want any.
I thought you loved pancakes, dear.
I just want raisin toast.
Oh, well, all right, dear.
All right, but Pete, why do you give in to her like that? She should eat what we're having, what's on the table. This business of always ordering her meals as though she's at the Waldorf Astoria, and you just jump to get it.
She hardly eats anything. I'm so glad to get anything
down there.
She should
eat what is on the table. When I was her age, by golly.
Dear, I know you're right, Daddy, but...
Well.
You see, Mommy made the pancakes for Daddy, Betsy. So even if you wanted one, you'd have to ask if you could have one of his. And I don't know whether he'd give you one.
Yes, he would, wouldn't you, Daddy?
Maybe if you ask him real nicely.
May I have one of your pancakes, Daddy?
Oh, yes, dear, of course.
Now go in the other room. Get a clean apron. The syrup is sticky, and I don't want you to get it all over you, dear.
Well, Pete, I certainly don't agree that that is the right way to handle
it. It's the only thing that works. Say no, and they won't. I'd rather be wrong than have a die of starvation.
No, if she's hungry, she'll eat. That is the key to the whole situation. And another thing is...
We were not going to argue in front of her, and we have got to prove that a united, happy front. And if you recall, last night for dinner, she had two string beans, which I certainly do not...
Oh, that... There's our girl in her pretty new apron.
Your key. Your car keys.
What?
Oh, you just said the word key, and I suddenly remembered. I went out to the garage last night to see if you left the hammer out there, and when I locked the garage... I locked the garage door. I dropped the keys, and I couldn't find them. So I thought, well, we'll get them this morning, you know, when it's light.
Okay. All right. You suddenly fly off and get so upset over things. I mean, we'll find them. There's just... My car keys.
Yeah?
For Pete's sake, they're under 4 feet of snow.
I know, that's
why. Why did you take my car keys?
I lost mine.
Oh, not again.
I said many times, we ought to have more than two sets of car keys.
Two sets? We ought to have 52 sets. At least once a week, you lose your keys. Now I got to shovel the front walk, the driveway, and look in the snow for the darn keys before I can even get the car out. Oh, where's my other overshoe?
Daddy, that darn.
You eat your breakfast. Why didn't you look for the keys last night?
I couldn't find the flashlight and your overshoe. Yeah. And you were taking a bath when I came in. I didn't think you'd want to get dressed and go out and look for them. And I didn't know it was going to snow.
I got an early appointment at the office and you lose the keys, you lose the flashlight. If you would put things back. Jesse, you get through it.
The flashlight is down on your workbench, Daddy. You had it yesterday.
You eat your breakfast.
I love you, Mommy.
Thank you, dear. Daddy loves me, too. He's just joking. He's not really mad, are you, Daddy?
No. Daddy just loves to shovel snow and look for our car keys underneath it.
Let's make kind of a game out of it, Daddy, shall we? Betsy can help shovel. Would you like that,
dear? Yes, I want to shovel, too. And, Daddy, who finds the car keys first wins the prize? What will it be?
A lollipop. That's fine, and I've got one right over here, too, I think. Now let's hurry and get our things on, shall we?
Wait for us, Daddy, till we start even.
Look, Daddy's in a hurry. He's got to
get... You and Mommy always said when people play games, they should start even.
That is true, Daddy. We have always said that, you know.
Look, all right, okay. We'll step on it, then.
I think Daddy just wants to win the lollipop, don't you, Betsy?
Yeah. Little boy, mine's blue heaven, and baby, me, three. I don't know. Where do you think you dropped them?
I told you I was standing right there, and the keys just flew out of my hand.
Did you find them?
No, dear, not yet. If you do find the keys, why don't you kind of toss them back in the snow over near Betsy? So she's the one who finds them,
Listen,
you know.
If I find the car keys, I'm not going to toss them back in the snow.
Well, I just thought, you know, she likes to win, dear, and she's little.
Now, look, everybody can't win. She's got to learn to be a good sport about things. Look at the time. I am so late.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. Yeah. I'll keep shoveling.
No!
Wait until the snow melts.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here they are.
Oh, Daddy found the key, Betsy.
Oh, well, look, I'm sorry. I was cross. You know, you were excited and I was late. Well, these are not my car keys.
But they must be, dear. I could... Oh, I know what happened. Oh, that's right. That's right. Of course, I know. I remember looking for your car keys, and I couldn't find them. And then I remembered this bunch of house keys, which also has a garage key.
Then where in Sam Hill are my car keys?
Oh, I don't know. It was in your pocket. Why don't you look, dear? Well, yes, he found the ones that were lost, dear, so he wins.
Here they are, right in my coat pocket.
You should have looked
up. You win. Daddy, get the lollipop?
Yes, Daddy won. Here's the lollipop, Daddy.
Take it.
I don't want any lollipop. Oh, golly, all the time I've been sipping that snow and looking.
Want it.
No, Daddy found the key, so he wins the lollipop.
No!
Oh, let her have it.
Let her have it. You're the one who just said she had to learn to be a good sport.
Oh, I don't know. Look, I've got to get the car
out.
All shovel. That was the game.
I don't care. This is fair. Daddy had a bigger shovel.
Daddy won the lollipop.
Oh, look. I
just marched right in the house and go up to your room. Go on.
No, I hate you. I'm not going to live with you anymore.
All right. You pack your suitcase. We don't want anybody living with us who isn't a good sport. Well, now, why are you just standing there? Don't the garage doors open?
She hates us.
Oh, all children say that when they don't get their own way.
This may be one of her most vivid memories when she grows up, that her father took a lollipop away from her.
Oh, and... go to work. I'm going in to see if she took off her overshoes before she traipsed upstairs.
Where's the car?
The what?
The car! The car! Where's the car?
You took it to Bailey's garage Saturday to have it checked. Didn't you pick it up?
No. I forgot. How dumb can you get?
Anyhow, honey, we got the driveway shovel.
Oh, poor Betsy. I don't know if she's got a chance of growing up to be normal with two parents like us. Well, come on. I got to go and call a taxi. It's so late now that I... Well, you call a taxi, will you, honey? I'll just run upstairs and then see if...
And see if what?
Well, just see if Betsy's all right, you know, and say goodbye. You know what I mean.
I do indeed, and don't you dare give her that lollipop.
Oh, God, certainly not. I wouldn't think of such a thing.
Oh, I'll bet. Now, don't give in. That's the whole point of this. Oh, Father, what's the use? The taxi's here, dear.
Yes. I'm coming.
Did you give her that lollipop?
No, I did not.
And tell her not to tell Mommy?
No, I did not. I know better than that, for Pete's sake. I was very nice, but I gave her a little lecture on being a good sport, and she listened, and she understood, and we parted very good friends.
So she doesn't teach you.
I wasn't worried about that.
Oh,
no, really.
Where's
my hat?
Right there. Well, I'm glad we taught her a lesson.
Yeah, we'll go back on the phone. Oh, look, I'll pick you up about 6 o'clock. I'm taking you both out to dinner tonight, so dress up.
Taking us out to dinner? How come?
Well, she likes to dress up in her party dress, and, well, they give free lollipops to the kids at the Red Barn Room.
Well, how did she swing the deal? Whenever I suggest eating out...
Goodbye, darling, bye.
You know, I'm going to stop worrying about my daughter and take a few lessons from her.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye.
A Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunce, with Madeline Pierce as Betsy, and is produced by Walter Hunt. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.